listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Yes, yes, yes. Guess who's on third? Lupe still like Lupe into third. Here like air, but until I'm beer on the curb. Peach fuzz buzz, but beard on the verge. Let's slow it down like we're on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before I say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mum ride, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On guard. Or touche, Lupe, cool as an unthaw, but I still feel possessed as a gun charge. To come as correct as a porn star and a fresh pair of steps in my best foreign car. Self, I represent the first. Now let me end the verse like where the horns are like, I gotta testify. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're live on a Monday on Martin Luther King Jr. Oh my God. Oh.
Do we need to cancel you?
Oh my God. I cannot believe I made that mistake. I apologize, guys. Okay. It was an early morning.
You are no longer invited to cook out.
I have not had my coffee yet, guys. I just was, trying to, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I know I've offended a lot of people out there, and I hope I don't get canceled off of that. What I meant to say was Martin Luther King Jr. Monday. Okay. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He died for your right to be upset that you had to go to work today, if you had to work.
Most people did.
Yes. At any rate, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy Tips. Leave 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sports.
Bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. By the way, y'all ever noticed that no black person has ever messed up Martin Luther King Jr.'s name in the history of all black people? Yeah, I thought about that yesterday.
He's on the 12 approved Negroes list that everybody learns from the time they born if you're in America.
Nah, nope. That's not why, Karen. That's not why at all. It's because, and I retroactively had to go back to a couple of days ago when we did these, the fucking with black people about these newscasters. We don't fuck it up because we don't call them a coon. In our private time,
right,
on message boards, in the comment section, we don't hang out with people that call him a coon.
Sure don't.
So that's why we don't fuck up, you know. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, wait a minute, there's all kinds of Martin Luther King boulevards, Martin Luther King Day. There's got to be at this point thousands and thousands of newscasts every day, right?
And we joke about it now, but we always call about his full name. We joke about Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Like, it's jokes out there. We will joke about it, but we never said Martin Luther King
anything
Boulevard as a joke.
Well, even Martin Luther King, like, Day, Martin Luther King, like, nobody says Martin Luther King. Nobody. You know, for all this, we love him and he brought us all together and conservatives say they love him and all this shit. It's only white men that seem to have fucked up this Martin Luther King thing.
Nah, they don't love them. They only love niggas when they dead, because when they dead, they can rewrite history.
Yeah, I didn't want to state the obvious, but yes, you know, I think everybody in this room, everybody listening to this podcast knows that. He wouldn't be dead if they loved him. I mean, he died not of natural causes.
And he died because he was fucking with the money, and all that Monty was cool till he was like, hey, we're losing money. They was like, this nigga got to die. You can't fuck with the money.
Right. And I'm not trying to turn this show into the I'm angry as Martin Luther King Day.
No,
he gave
angry.
Us the day off, and you know, that's really what we should be celebrating, guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all didn't get the day off, but he was fighting for you to have a job. So I mean, this is kind of the catch-22.
Come on, he was fighting for those of you that got to sit on the front of the bus on your way to your job and shit like that. He fought for those rights,
for the stuff like you know, your break time.
Come on.
Lunch hours, unions, if you're in a union.
Monday through Fridays.
You know, they didn't want them fucking with the money. They didn't want them talking about not wanting to go to war. You know, it's a bunch of shit. So, at any rate, though, happy Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. We are. Typically, I thought about taking the day off, but then I realized all the NBA games was, all those people were working. And I stand in solidarity with my NBA brothers and sisters. Okay, let's go ahead and do this. I did finish watching Daredevil season 3 this morning.
What you think about it?
Oh, it was excellent. It was as good as everybody told me it was.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it a lot. It is some stuff that I laughed at throughout the series, but that's because I always find something funny about everything. Just about one of the things I think is a funny comic book trope is that newspaper and being a journalist, that's like the most crucial arm of the public and the most sacred profession, like journalism. But they haven't adjusted it much in the media about comic books to what newspapers, journalism, and the internet and stuff, yeah, what it is now.
Ain't nobody got no blogs, ain't nobody got no Tumblr page, nobody got no Medium or Reddit page, and none of that's happening. We still penciling the paper.
Yeah, they're always like reading a paper newspaper. You know, they're always like,
ain't nobody on their tablets.
Yeah, they're not publishing the stories online. They never have a Twitter account, following from social media of any kind. They never Instagram live, you know, and this stories take place in the current days, but they still operate by the like 1960s concepts of what they thought journalism was. Even the idea of journalistic integrity, and it's like, we can't run this story until we confirm several sources, and I'm like, that's not how that works anymore.
No, ask all the editors has lost a job and out here pulling their fucking hair out when people post shit because they got their own login and they was like, I wouldn't have approved that.
Yeah, like the only time I've seen it done well is the comic book version of J. Jonah Jameson. That's really good, you know, as far as like that trope of this is what journalism has become. No, Jackie, I'm not talking, he says Luke Cage did social media though. I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying social media doesn't exist. I'm saying journalism is no longer print media that people find a paper on the street and they go, oh, right, this is what happened today. Like, there's moments where there's social media in this even. There's a video that, I don't want to spoil things, but there's moments where it happened. But journalism being like the bastion of like, this is how things get to the world.
Right.
That's been over. That's over. Right. Like, that would have been a funny ass hook is if they did a long big story on Wilson Fisk and then they published it and then it didn't change nothing because it was like, nobody reads long print media anymore. Like, nobody was reading that shit, summarizing into 140 characters.
And I wonder, well, my theory is that there's more diversity than it used to be, but even in the diversity is some things that I guarantee you all these years somebody didn't put something out there and they made them scrap that shit and went back to the old school. I guarantee you all these writers and shit that make these comic books didn't come up with the idea of, hey, why don't we kind of spruce this up, and somebody up top made a decision that no, we're gonna keep this same funky ass format that we've already had. Nobody came up with the idea.
I mean, I read a lot of them. I wouldn't say nobody came up with it, but I don't know that they necessarily understand. I think comic books is a general, it's kind of a regressive media. They resisted being on tablets. They resisted digital stuff to the point where they really got a lot of that shit pirated, where they could have done, like, you know, they were kind of like the music industry,
mm-hmm,
where they got a lot of shit pirated because they were so slow to just go, look, they're going to digitally steal our shit unless we get ahead of it and do like Netflix does, where it's like, hey, why download a movie when you could just stream it? You know, why worry if you're gonna get a bad copy or a virus when we just give it to you, you know, for $10? They were slow. So I think that's also part of why the trope in the media hasn't changed, to where Peter Parker works at a newspaper, Superman works at a newspaper, Daredevil and his people are lawyers, but then in this series Karen Page works at a newspaper. So I just think it's a funny trope that continues to exist.
Yeah, and I guess my perspective is that it's not a lot more, but well, it is a lot more diversity than it used to be.
For what?
In comics, like, you know, a lot more.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, some more.
Yeah.
I guess my statement was this. Everybody that writes comics now aren't white men. So you got diversity, you got women, you got young people. All these people writing all these comics, and none of them ever was like, bought the idea up. I think it just got shot down.
I don't think it's a diversity thing. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't see how it's a black person would have said blogs. You know what I mean? I don't think it's necessarily that it didn't come up. They've tried to do stuff. Like, Superman has a blog now, but they don't know how blogs work like that. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have their fingers on the pulse of social media until probably the last 10 years, which, I mean, beyond, let's be honest, social media, the internet in general, exploded over the last 20 years.
Yes, it has.
It takes a little bit more time for these traditional outlets that have been doing these stories for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. This person's been a newspaper person. This person, Superman originally was a actual news anchor. So they've experimented. And so I don't necessarily know that it's I'm not saying you're wrong, just to clarify, I just don't know that it's simply a diversity of, like, well, if there were black people, they would have thought of this, or if there were women, they would have thought of this, I think if there was an influx of maybe younger people, or simply as older people start to understand stuff, because you're only as old as your ability to process new information. Shout out to Fonte.
Correct.
So it takes that level of and they've gotten there in some of the stuff. It's just funny when they have stuff that still has the old rules, which is all I was trying to say. But yeah, Daredevil is like, wait till we print the story and then we'll show them. And I'm like, I don't even think that's how that works anymore.
Like, the TMZ is not in your universe. What is happening here?
Yeah, I don't think that's how nobody's.
Right.
Y'all would have got scooped on Twitter like 4 hours ago.
Right.
Like, you don't actually need to clear all these sources. Mm-hmm. You could have just uploaded this video to damn Facebook and it would have been viral.
Come on, Instagram Live.
Yeah, so that was what I was saying, but we got totally sidetracked.
My bad. You just made me think when you said that. I was like, nobody came up with these ideas. I don't understand.
They tried them. They just failed. They didn't understand how it would work.
And that makes sense.
Like, by the time, and it takes time to write these stories, and the internet moves fast. So by the time they got like, oh, we'll give Superman a blog wasn't cool no more.
It sure wasn't.
To be honest, now it should be like Superman has a podcast, but.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be another 10 years before they get there.
A YouTube channel, something like that. But they're not good at integrating this shit, so it ends up not happening, you know.
Correct. Or happening by the time they get, like you said, by the time they get there, it's, they popping off something else.
Yeah, even with Venom, they gave him like he used to go live on the internet with his stories or whatever in the Venom movie that we just saw. And that's actually kind of closer to current than anything else they've really put out.
Correct.
Also, if Foggy Nelson and Matt Murdock come to you and ask you to testify against a criminal and say, we're going to keep you safe in exchange for your testimony, go ahead, take out some life insurance.
I'm about to say no.
You dead.
Oh, you going to die.
Just go ahead, take out some life insurance. It's really no point.
Tell your wife, honey, go ahead and increase it.
They are terrible at this shit. Also, in any action scene where there's a bunch of dudes dressed up like a SWAT team trying to kill one person, those dudes always 100% of the time catch the fade. Doesn't matter. Don't even matter what movie it is. If it's an action scene and some niggas show up with a bunch of tactical gear on, and especially if they got like something covering their face, every motherfucking time them dudes catch the fade against that one dude. Don't matter if it's Punisher.
They do like they do in a lot of the anime we watch, and some of like the Japanese, Korean type of movies that we watch, or Asian type of movies that we watch, where one person, everybody just stand around and one by one take an ass whipping.
I don't know, but suddenly the motherfucker can just like teleport behind you and cut your throat and slam another nigga upside the ceiling. Like, every single time I've ever seen this, it don't matter if it's Taken, don't matter
has anybody ever been like, you know what, boss, I'm gonna call in sick today. Nah, how many of us? You says gonna be 50 of us? Nothing. I go on a 5-man team or less.
Nothing is less realistic than that shit. I'm sure in real life that never happens.
Mm-mm.
But it happens every time in everything I ever watch, where it's like, we got Frank Castle surrounded, send 20 men in. I'm like, up, you should have sent one. Maybe one dude might be able to fuck with him on one-on-one, but isn't 20 dudes, it's like the inverse rule of ninjas. Basically, 20 dudes always get their ass whooped.
So what is they, John Wick? Everybody John Wick?
I mean, John Wick is another one. Taken.
Yes, I love Mr. John Wick.
Jessica Jones. It doesn't matter what it is. Anytime you see those fuckers show up, where it's like, go ahead, let's go 2x2 formation, mm-hmm. Delta Blue Charlotte, run in. And then it's like, these niggas always get fucked up every single time.
And then you know what? them the people that need to get their villain insurance increased, you know, just like regular insurance. You got villain insurance. Yeah, if I die committing a crime.
Yeah, and I'm, by the way, I'm not just
by straight bullets.
I'm not just talking about villains. Good guys, it don't matter who they trying to beat up. It's like SWAT doesn't do shit in real life. If SWAT, 20 motherfuckers come with guns, you are dead.
SWAT will fuck you up in real life.
There is nobody that can defeat that. But in movie world and TV world, if you send 20 dudes with guns, prepare for all them dudes to come back in a hospital or a court, in an ambulance or going to the morgue, because these niggas are old for how 3,000 or whatever the fuck. Like, it's,
and I love movies like that. I know it don't make no sense. I don't even care.
Like, very rarely do they like actually like catch the dude or something, and they'll like maybe knock him out or something at best. But it's never like they just go in and kill the shit out of the dude.
Yeah, when they knock him out, everybody got their ass whooped,
right? I was watching the NFL playoffs yesterday, and you know, it was good. Tom Brady won, as I knew he would, because he is the greatest of all time. Doesn't really care about your feelings about it.
No, he
doesn't. The St. Louis Rams won on a bullshit call on pass interference that didn't get called, but they took that, they got that W, so the Saints won't be going to Atlanta. I was happy for Bomani, to be honest. It's really the only person I was thinking about, because I didn't really have a dog in the fight, and I kind of thought it would be funny if they would have been having fights all around the city, because Saints fans don't like don't like Falcons fans, and they would have been in the Super Bowl for 2 weeks in that city. And you know, I told Bo, like, you know, hey, I'm happy that I'm happy you're happy, but I think you and Pablo would have had the best coverage of all the viral fights that would have been ensuing for the next 2 weeks, because High Noon stay on top of the, like, we got a fight, let's break it down.
Come on.
That, like, that's a whole demographic on that show. That's a whole section on that show of random fight. Okay, now see, what was, back up, what was he doing? You know, that type of shit. But, anyway, I saw an ad for the new Tide Pods, and I gotta tell you, them joints look delicious. Okay. I don't know if y'all seen them, but nom nom, if you know what I mean.
Mm, no.
Them joints look tasty. Mm, very colorful and juicy.
Get them out the house?
Well, we don't have any right now, but
oh, okay.
It was a good ad. They sold me. The Fyre Festival scam, you know, I thought about it some more after we talked about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, the Fyre Festival scam actually makes a lot more sense if you consider that white people don't know who exactly black people are.
Mm-mm.
They probably thought Ja Rule was Jay-Z the whole time.
Who knows what they thought?
That's probably what it was. That's probably how it happened. They really was like, we got rap hip-hop mogul Ja Rule, and they was like, oh my god, is Beyonce gonna come? Oh my god, where's Beyonce? Ja Rule was like, what are y'all talking about?
No Beyonce here,
man. Oh my, did Jay-Z lose weight and get shorter? I don't know, maybe he's got a disease. I can't wait to be at this.
This
I just
event.
Know it's gonna be so fun. Last thing, I saw the ad for What Men Want, the Taraji P. Henson movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the trailer for it on TV, and it showed Erykah Badu in there and playing some type of witch that gives Taraji P. Henson the ability to read men's minds. And I gotta tell you guys, now that I know Erykah Badu was in the movie, I'm not gonna see it. I gotta focot this one. I'm sorry, I wasn't gonna see it already, so now I really can go hard on how I'm not gonna see it and shame the rest of you for going to see it, because it's gonna have a good time. It's gonna be a lot of jokes, a lot of,
oh, you know what it is,
a lot of probably sex scenes and naked men and stuff. Yeah, all of y'all don't care about R. Kelly because y'all going to see a movie that has Erykah Badu in it, you know, and that's sad that y'all, you know, can't support black girls because y'all too busy trying to support black women, that y'all gonna overlook the victims in this situation. And I'm more righteous than y'all, okay? And it's just a shame to know that it's people that listen to our show that just aren't on my same level of virtue, okay? They just don't have the same morality and integrity as your boy Rod, okay, who is not gonna support in any way this movie, okay? So good luck out there. you know, caping for R. Kelly, because that's really what you're doing. Every time you buy a ticket to this movie, you might as well be buying a ticket to an R. Kelly concert, as far as I'm concerned. So, those laughs come at a cost. Okay. But you know, do what you gonna do. You know, do you, as they say. Go ahead, do you. But I'm gonna be over here, you know, caring about people and stuff, you know, as I do, you know, real people like me do. Anyway, let's get to the news, guys. There's a lot of news going on. Where to start? Cardi B and Tommy Lauren are feuding over the government shutdown. You guys may know Tamela Lando as as the white girl that that disappeared. Like, what happened to her? She was all over the place and then she stopped.
Oh no.
Yeah. I really thought I really thought she was gonna be a bigger thing by now. Like, it's just so funny because all these people basically exist because they get attention and get people mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get, you know, we're human. I hate when people try to make it be like we should all 100% be superhuman and ignore this person. No, it is what it is. Some days you got it, some days you don't.
Come on.
But in this case, Cardi B basically made Tommy Lauren a bit more of a news item because she clapped back, okay, on internet. You guys know how it goes. So yeah, Cardi started with I don't know if you've seen this video, but Cardi had like an Instagram live where she talked about the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can find it, pull it up for you. But
okay,
she talked about the government shutdown and how it was affecting people and how mm-hmm. serious it was.
Yeah, her fans and like some of her loved ones, like a lot of people in some way, shape, form, even if you are nobody directly impact, you know, a family member or a friend, like somebody, because the federal government is all across the fucking country. It's not all in DC, y'all. These 800,000 people are all across the country. Somebody somewhere has been impacted by this,
right? Yeah, 800,000 people, right? Is that what you said?
Right. Yeah.
So, Cardi, went on like I said, on Instagram Live or something and, posted her thoughts. Let me see if I can bring it on the screen. Cause of course my computer started moving slow as soon as I tried to do that. All right. Awesome. it was like, as soon as I clicked on it, it was like, I don't know. Yeah, she was, you know, she was basically going over the basics of like, this shit's going on 3 weeks, it's the longest shutdown ever, saying why it's not necessarily like Obama's government shutdown, because mm-hmm. people were trying to say Obama shut the government down too, and she's like, that was for healthcare, you stupid ass motherfuckers.
Right, don't be dumb.
Yeah, but you know, that's the bar now, is people pretend to be dumb, I think.
Right.
Yeah. With the Obama yeah. did it type of shit.
People ain't dumb.
Yeah.
All of them. Now, some of them are really dumb, but a lot of them aren't.
Yeah. Is this even, this is like an article about it. This is like one of those, like, Cardi B said, and then they put music and text over it. Oh my God.
YouTube it.
Hold on. Let me see if I find
it. It probably was the first thing that came in your search.
Original yeah. video. God damn it.
That's how they get you.
Hey, we know what you want to see, but let's not show you that. Let's show you how we think about it.
Let's put print over this jazzy clip.
Yeah. All right. I might pause this until we bring it up for the people that's not live.
Okay.
All right, we found the video after it took 30 minutes in real time, guys, but you guys listen to this later, only a second.
Hey y'all, I just want to remind y'all, because it's been a little bit over 3 weeks, okay, it's been a little bit over 3 weeks, Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid.
Oh, they still had to editorialize. Get back to the rant. Wow, they really just, okay, now they're just making you read it. Okay, hold on, let me see if I can skip forward to where she starts talking again, because
the fuck is this?
That's not the whole rant. Alright, here we go here.
This is crazy. Like, our country is in a hellhole right now. awful wall. And we really need to take this serious. I feel like we need to take some action. I don't know what type of action, because this is not what I do, but I'm scared.
So that's the edited version of it. Someone did make a song out of it, which was
not a song,
fucking hilarious. The song is actually kind of dope, but I mean, she is a rapper, so
I mean, do they got a song?
Let me see, I can see if I can find it.
Niggas are the best. They were chopping screw shit up in a heartbeat.
They made like a they made a song out of it that was, wait, 1.8. Is this a 1,800? Because I feel like if there's 1,800, this ain't going. This might be It's Your Boy talking about the song.
You bitches was gonna check out pussy in the gynecologist with no motherfucking problem.
Yeah, bitch.
Grandma could check a blood pressure.
Yeah, bitch.
Motherfucking healthcare.
Yeah, bitch.
People gotta go to fucking work to not get motherfucking paid.
Now, nah, bitch.
It's been a little over 3 weeks.
Now, nah, bitch.
I know a lot of y'all don't care.
Now, nah, bitch.
Bitches was gonna check out pussy in the gynecologist with no motherfucking problem.
Yeah, bitch.
Grandma could check a blood pressure.
Yeah, bitch.
Motherfucking healthcare.
Yeah, bitch.
People gotta go to fucking work to not get motherfucking paid.
Now, nah, bitch.
It's been a little over 3 weeks.
Now, nah, bitch.
I know a lot of y'all don't care.
Now, nah, bitch.
And it's interesting because the original rant, of course, has all the cussing in it on Instagram and shit. And the politicians, that even though they agree with her and they want to share it, they had like a thread where they were like, I want to share this video, but I don't know if I'm supposed to share this video, but I agree with the video still. And then the other politician, like old white dudes, like, well, if you share it, I'll, you know, retweet you.
Right.
Which was kind of funny. So all that happened. Cardi B, you know, gets you know, goes viral, and so then Tommy Lauren tries to get siphon off of her virality and says, looks like I Am Cardi B is the latest genius political mind to endorse the Democrats. Ha, keep it up, guys. MAGA 2020. Which is funny because Tommy Lauren was a Democrat and anti-Trump not even 2 years ago. Same as Salt and Pepper, Diamond and Silk. Same as
same as Fish and Grits.
Right. But it's also but there's more of them. There's a ton of them that were anti him, and they've made a living going on TV being pro Trump, riding that wave, and no one ever treats them as the jokes that they are.
Right.
You know, in the media spaces. Now, I think on Twitter and stuff, you know, us right now, we're joking about them. But, you know, as long as they're treated seriously on MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, they're going to make money off of this for however long. And it doesn't matter that they have no morality. Candace Owens could be anti-Trump. It doesn't matter it doesn't matter. They're just so happy to thirsty to have some approval from quote-unquote celebrities, even though they claim to hate all celebrities. They're so happy to have approval from celebrities and Trump himself being a reality show celebrity that they actually will ignore all the facts that point out that these people are just charlatans.
Correct. And the thing about Tommy Lauren, the thing
close
about,
enough
okay, thank you, that the thing about her is that she was like on the verge of actually being where you couldn't get rid of her. Something happened. Ain't she the one that lost that job or got laid off from the job or something like that?
She quit the Glenn Beck network. She didn't get laid off. She wanted out of her contract so that she could go get a like Fox News type of contract. I don't know where she ended up, and ultimately
I don't think that shit happened, because
what do you mean,
when the last time you've been hearing her name popping? Like,
oh, I have no idea where she's at now.
Okay,
but she could be on Fox News right now, Karen. Okay, right, I don't know that that's not right, that she isn't,
because we're not in no circles. Right.
Yeah, I don't know that she isn't. I just, you know, she had a big presence on the internet for a while, but you know, it was a lot of that was the only reason they made it into the circles that I run into, is because a lot of black men were trying to co-sign her or discuss shit with her that were gatekeepers that had their own platforms, whether it was Trevor Noah, whether it was Charlamagne. People were fascinated by her and wanted to like have some sort of discussions with her, and you know, and of course it got exacerbated by Charlamagne calling, like giving her props and then saying, why don't black women do shit like this? Cardi responded back, leave me alone, I will dog walk you. Which, So I'm of two minds about some of this stuff with Cardi, right? Like, obviously I'm here for it. I love it. But there's like these woke folks around Cardi that I'm like, they drain me in a way, and I don't know if I'm the only one who feels this way.
Yes.
Where like, I loved when Cardi was like the quote unquote ratchet loving hip hop person that we kind of like, we loved her like we love, like you love Lucy on I Am Lucy. Like, mm-hmm. we just loved her personality. We knew she had faults. We knew she was funny. We knew right. it was okay. But we didn't spend all day explaining her every action to white people.
Mm-mm.
And so now there's this new phase of Cardi that's been going on for like about at least 6 months to a year. That's like, these woke people like her, and they take all this time to like explain her to everybody, and it's like,
everything gotta have a thesis, everything has to have a what do you call that, the pages, everybody the think pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, it ain't that deep, y'all.
Yeah, it's just wearing me out,
right?
You know,
and it strips the fun and enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, I enjoy when it's low-key. I don't think I watched Love and Hip Hop this season for Miami and shit, and it's just piling on my DVR, partially because I'm like, I'm starting to see how like the woke people can't help but explain shit to white people,
right?
Because they're not really explaining it to me.
Mm-mm.
I know all this shit. I never looked at Cardi and thought she's incapable of understanding how the government shutdown works. Only white people think shit like that, or bougie ass black people think like she wouldn't. What? It's like a dog learning how to walk. You know, it's like, she's a human being with a brain. She's smart. She's making money. She's savvy. She took a fucking Instagram into being a multimillionaire brand.
Right.
She clearly is a savvy human being. She's not stupid at any level. But some of the ways people talk about her is either so patronizing that it's almost like, well, I can't believe she understood all that and said it, but with cursing. It's like, nigga, I do that too. We all be saying it with cursing. That's fine. So it's like she's not like, don't treat her like she's dumb, but I love that. So like I said, I'm of two minds, because I'm like, obviously I'm just exasperated by all the like dog walking, and let me tell you seven other hood sayings that white people don't understand and explain it to them in a Vox explainer. I'm like, that don't, shh, we good, don't,
we don't need the 500
if the white people don't get it, they don't get it. If they don't get it, they don't get it. Why dog walking doesn't mean what you think it means. Like, nope. Walk the dog, drag, mollywop, whatever you want to, whatever terms you use in your local context clues. You'll pick up on it, right? Context clues. So like, all the explaining is kind of like, because it's like, cool, she does something. Now y'all got to spend 7 days explaining something that black people got right away and enjoyed. I kind of miss her being for us and just for us, and not us being like, well, white people, don't come in here unless you understand seven difference. No, fuck them. Okay, but that's cool. Like I said, I'm of two minds. The second one is, I still dig that she fucking cares.
Right.
Because, you know, she could, there's a lot of celebrities that see this shit going on and they don't talk about it.
They don't say a motherfucking word.
They don't say nothing. There's people that I got my money, I'm straight. I don't know nothing about no government, you know, there's a lot of that type of shit, you know, they got all this outspoken funny shit to say when it's anything else, any petty little shit, but this is something very serious that's affecting this United States, that's affecting the world, and, you know, to know that Cardi still cares and uses her platform to talk about stuff like this, I think that's really dope, you know, I think, like I said, there's a kind of voyeuristic aspect of her, like, she talking about socialism and cursing at the same time, and I'm like, you know, it's entertaining, but, you know, why wouldn't she be able to talk about that, you know?
Yeah, and I guess shit like that kills me, because most black people can switch on and off like that. You know, most black people are, you know, they got that switch when, you know, like, they can talk about shit and talk about shit very intelligently and cuss at the same time and choose not to cuss if they don't want to, you know, but she cusses, and that's fine. Her message is the same, just because it doesn't have, you know, it's not structured the way that you want it to be, it becomes a problem, and that's the kind of thing that that's the problem that I have, because there's a lot of smart and intelligent people that might not phrase it or say it the way that you think they should say it, but it doesn't mean they're wrong, and it doesn't mean they're stupid and not intelligent.
For the record, I haven't seen people call her stupid, not intelligent, or say she's wrong in that type of way. At least these aren't the people I'm talking about. I would never have those kind of people around me. Like, you say some shit like that around me, just go ahead and leave, you know. But that's not, I mean, cause people would say that shit about, the way we talk, and y'all from the South, y'all sound country, y'all say nigga, y'all cuss, you know, that's stupid. Like, if you can't understand, if I can understand you, that's all that should matter.
That's all, I'm not speaking, I'm speaking English.
Right. Or even, yeah, whatever. So anyway, the next thing is, I just think the idea of having to translate her into whiteness, like, some people feel very compelled and they spend all day like doing that shit, and it's just like, why? Like, she might, like, they either understand her or they don't, but, and maybe that's their hustle and that's how they make money, so what do I know, you know? But it's just like, damn, man, like, y'all take the fun out of shit. It was fun when she told us, when she said, I will dog walk you. I was good. I was getting my life. I didn't need somebody to turn around and be like, let me explain to you whites the 17 different methods of AAVE. And I'm like, dog, y'all already academic in this? Y'all black academic in this?
Oh, and then that explained all the memes. Cause I was like, why are these memes going down with her in a fur coat walking the dog? Or, you know, the picture of her as the little girl with a dog on a leash.
I'm okay with the memes because that's still inside jokes with us.
But yeah, and it was quick too. I kept saying, oh, what is this?
Anyway, so she went on, you're so blinded by racism that you don't even realize the decisions the president you root for is destroying the country you claim to love so much. You are a perfect example on no matter how educated or smart you think you are, you still a sheep. She tweeted. Then it turned into an ideological debate of sorts over U.S. tax policy. Cardi replied to someone on Twitter who asked if the rapper was paying that for their insurance, clearly not on board with the notion of her tax dollars going toward a border wall. And she said, I'm paying about $4 million in taxes this year, so most likely I am paying for your insurance. That's if your favorite president don't take my tax money for his wall, Mr. Whitebread. By the way, the guy's name was Whitebread on Twitter, so that wasn't a racial slur, even though, you know, could have been. Lauren quoted Cardi's response saying, you do realize these high taxes you complain about are the bedrock of the Democratic Party, right? If you want lower taxes and more economic freedom, beware the party you are rooting for. So, it's crazy. By the way, Cardi wasn't complaining about taxes being high, so. Mm-mm. But that tells you where a lot of Republicans and white people are with this. They will be okay with Trump being racist and that wall, because all they care about is that tax shit. It's so crazy. That's the only thing they give a fuck about, is taxes is too high. And every, you know, not all of them, many of them are racist and bigots, and even if you aren't, I still consider you one. How I'm supposed to tell? But the fact is, a lot of them are just so greedy, you know?
Yeah, my thing is, the government can't fucking run without tax money. Like, the government cannot function without it.
Yep.
All them roads and highways and schools and shit we take for granted, that shit stopped working. Let something happen on your street and you call the city to come fix it. It ain't no city workers to fix your shit. That was taxpayers' money, dog.
Yeah, they think they can privatize everything, and all white people in this country pretty much have bought into the idea that they can be rich one day. And as long as they believe that, they will always be Republican, because they think that's the party for the rich people. And the party for the rich people have convinced them that whiteness is more valuable than the economic policies or the duties of the government. And that's all it takes. Like, that's what whiteness is. That's why whiteness exists. That's, you know, it's that simple. Kamala Harris, went ahead and, declared for the, president. She's gonna run for president today on Martin Luther King Day. No surprise. Everybody knew this is coming. And speaking of no surprise, knew this is coming. Oh my God. The social media. Whew. They hate that woman. Let me tell you, don't ask no woke nigga about Kamala Harris, because they have been studying her. The people that made their teeth on the internet by getting attention by being Obama detractors, that were like, let me tell you why Obama really ain't shit no matter what y'all say, and y'all black sheep, y'all just think he just, you know, those people have existed, and a lot of them came to prominence from 2008 to 2016 because Obama made a great foal. And to be honest, they kept moving the bar, raising the bar to beyond any president ever, which is one of the reasons I don't really talk to those people, because it's always, they didn't just want him to be the president, they wanted him to be the first anti-president president, and it's just like, okay, I don't even know what to tell y'all. Right. Like we still exist in a society, and you know it, like y'all want to see some unprecedented shit, and I feel you, but that wasn't gonna happen, and mm-mm. he never ran on that. Nope. But more importantly than that, a lot of them set it up to do that to Hillary. Like all of those, like, I'm not voting for her, she hasn't done enough, super predators, even though I'm gonna vote for Bernie, who voted for the crime bill, all of those people, black people is who I'm talking about right now, all of those people were about to do that with Hillary. They thought she would win. They'll never admit it, but they thought she would win. They thought she would win, and they thought they could be like, see, I never was on board with her, and through the next 4 to 8 years of her presidency, I'm gonna be the one that's on the left talking about how she ain't good enough, and anything she puts forward, I'm gonna call it moderate, I'm gonna call it neoliberal. It doesn't matter what the policy is. You know, there were policies where she was more left than Obama was, and that progressive people claimed to have wanted, until she said that, and then it went further, like no, it's got to be even more, or else you neoliberal. So it's fine, you move the goalpost on the people that, you know, are you expect to win. But then she lost, and it changed everything. So a lot of these people have been kind of quiet for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said I don't want to hear nothing they got to say now.
Yeah, well, I'm not like, I don't engage with them on social media. I told y'all I'm saving my political commentary mostly for the podcast, because I find no value in engaging with the average Joe Blow on social media about this. I'm very disappointed in the amount of energy I wasted talking to people online in good faith, hoping to either hear what they had to say or to find some reason in what they had to say, and I didn't find much. And it wasted a lot of my energy. And I don't want to waste that kind of energy again on anybody that doesn't really matter to me. And especially ultimately when these people took on such importance on social media because they were so loud and they were so frequently harassing people. Mm-hmm. And who knows how many of them were just Russian bots and shit. But so many of them were, they galvanized this like force online where you're just like, oh my God, it must be so many people. And then you go to the polls and you're like, how's Bernie getting his ass kicked? All these people harassing people all day long, and he is getting his ass kicked at the polls.
All these people, every time he would show up somewhere, all these hundreds of people breaking records, them niggas didn't vote.
Yeah, it's really the reason that people thought Trump would lose. Right. Not that he shouldn't have lost. I mean, he did lose technically popular vote, but it's the reason they thought he would lose is because of Bernie, really. Because people were like, Bernie got all these people showing up at rallies all super excited, but when it's time to vote, he keep losing. So how popular is he really? How much of this is an online phenomenon? How much of this is propaganda? How much of this is Russian interference? How much of this is, you know, just like anger at Hillary Clinton? It's not even about him, you know? So, at any rate, Kamala Harris is the person they moved on to next, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're doing it to all the candidates where they're trying to say who they won't vote for. Like, yeah, I'm not voting for Cory Booker, I know that much. I won't vote for Elizabeth Warren, I know that much. I won't vote for, and they're gonna go through all of them and say they won't vote for any of them, essentially. And then you go through the debates, and they'll, you know, they might pick one person, but everybody's gonna pick a different one person, and they're gonna tell you why the other people ain't shit and you can't support them, and you know, all that stuff. And a lot of people are going to make the same mistakes they did in 2016, where they didn't take it that serious, because I haven't seen very much accountability. I saw somebody today tweeting some stuff, their thoughts from 2016 and how they changed to now, and I was like I applaud you, because the idea of you doing some self-reflection and saying I'm not doing this again, that's some real shit. Most people don't have that in them, because the internet feeds into our worst fucking selves. Like the arrogance of, it's my account, my opinion, you came for me, hey, if you follow me, don't follow these other people because I decide, like, you know, just this weird kind of ownership that people think they have with the people that follow them on social media, which isn't real, you know.
No, it's not.
So Kamala's the one that a lot of these people have been focused on. She was a prosecutor, and because of that, they're like, she gonna put us all in jail, she gonna be the prosecutor in chief. Like, they already decided that if she is a presidential candidate, she's gonna be a lock 'em up candidate. Meanwhile, she hasn't really presented her platform as of yet for them to even know what the fuck she would do, but they're basing it off of her job as a prosecutor, as if, I don't know, there's supposed to be zero black prosecutors in America. Is that what we're doing? All the black prosecutors supposed to be letting everybody go? Like, you know, they're trying to isolate it down to like one or two cases throughout her whole career and be like, well, what about this case? To which, you know, obviously she'll have to answer some questions about those if they ask those questions. But I suspect, much like that shit they had with Backpage, nobody actually cares with these internet motherfuckers. And it's not necessarily that they even care about these issues, it's that I can knock her because I know she's gonna be one of the front runners, most popular candidates in the circles I'm in, and I can siphon this attention off of her by being like, ah, don't fuck with her, you know. So it's that thing where I think she's the next on the Summer Jam screen, and she's the one everybody been waiting for so they could fight. And so it was unbearable on social media today because you had people saying the most basic shit, like, that's your girl, I'm not fucking with her and shit. And I'm like, okay, cool, which I guess if she win the primary, we'll be right back to 2016 and we'll have more Trump, which I thought was gonna happen anyway. You'll blame it on white people, you'll say it's everybody but us and everybody but the truth of the matter is, it's that it's gonna be that same disdain that drags shit down. We'll see if she even makes it out the primary,
right?
We don't know, you know. I've already seen the naysayers and stuff, so, but it's like everyone was waiting for her particularly to be like, I'm a shit on her. Like Elizabeth Warren declared that people were kind of like, well, that Native American thing was fucked up, but it wasn't this level of vitriol. Like they really don't want to fuck with her, so we'll see what happens, you know. I personally feel like a lot of these niggas sound just like the Republicans sound when they talk about Kamala Harris.
Right.
I also find it funny because the agenda was so tight. A lot of these niggas don't want to admit that she goes off in those motherfucking hearings. You think about opposition to Trump in this country. Kamala Harris, one of the top names, dog. And what a lot of what the Democrats are about to have to do is be opposition to Trump. Pelosi ain't running. You know what I mean? Maxine Waters ain't running. So who we think of in this country when we think of opposition to Trump? Elizabeth Warren took that bait from Trump and fell off for a lot of people. You know? Gillibrand took like a sabbatic. Like she was out of the news loop of being these people that really were like front runners that were fighting Trump every day. Kamala Harris ain't never stopped, and that she might ride that momentum all the way out of the primary. I don't know.
Right, and it's also one of the things where, in order to beat Trump, in my opinion, the Democrats have to go after their base and represent their base. And their base is a lot of brown people, a lot of LGBTQ, a lot of these quote-unquote others. And whoever runs has got to be like, you almost... Not that you gotta be like, fuck that nigga. You can't say that, but you gotta be like, y'all see the shit he doing? Y'all, like, you have got to be adamant about it. You know, you can't be hemming and hawing and kind of compromising because he's an ass. And whoever is a front runner, you have to be special in order to do that. And you have to be kind of, I won't say militant, but to an extent you got to be militant about it, because if you're not, nobody's gonna vote for you, because everybody's gonna be like, yeah, you got these fools, like, ooh, whatever the fuck he say.
I'ma just put it this way, the shit ain't going down like Hillary.
No, it's not.
The reason it's not going down like Hillary though is because she's a black woman, aka at that. A lot of black women were kind of willing to let these loud, angry other people that were mad at Hillary Clinton, they were kind of able to be like, well, y'all cook, I mean, I hope y'all come around. Black women showed up and voted.
Yes, they did.
So the numbers don't lie. Black women were like, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton, I'ma let y'all angry motherfuckers get this off your chest for the whole 2016, but when it come time to go in this booth, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. I'm not gonna play with my vote. Okay, you're not gonna look at the turnout and be like, yeah, black women 75%, you know, like, no, it's gonna still be that 96% you can always count on. These white women folded, okay, We've seen that time and time again, but black women did not fold. Online environment made it seem like it was. The difference this time is Kamala Harris is a candidate that a lot of black women are willing to defend. Because she is a black woman. She is in the public eye. She has been maligned. Some of the criticism she's getting that people are, you know, that kind of harsh criticism that they did with Obama, where it's like, I'm going to criticize you in a way that I would never, that no other president has ever lived up to. People are going to see that game coming and be like, well, hold up, sis. What is this? And so I'm, like I said, I'm not discussing it online because I know how it's going.
Oh, and it's going to get real ugly. Yes. Because it's one of those things where, you know, I know a lot of, put like this, a lot of white women loved Hillary Clinton. It was very hurt. But what they also didn't do was talk to their fellow white sisters. They made private Facebook groups and all this other bullshit because they didn't want nobody to know they was voting for us. Most black women gonna be like, I'm voting for, is you voting for? And it's gonna be a fucking problem when people realize, oh, it's gonna be some sexism in there, it's gonna be some racism in there, and it's something that most black women have dealt with, and a lot of black women gonna come out in full force and be like, what y'all not gonna do is this bullshit. So the anger that we let slide for Hillary Clinton, we're not gonna let slide because we feel like it's a personal attack on us.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, unless they better hope another black woman jumps in the race too.
Come on.
You know, that's the only way I can see it not being a thing where people are like, why, sis, every day I log on, why you only talking about the black woman candidate and how she ain't shit, but you so pro-black, you know what I mean? You want her to be the only prosecutor that's never put a motherfucker in jail?
Yeah,
like, come on. Like, at some point it's like people are gonna, like, I can see it happening, believe me, later on. Like, you might be listening to this right now skeptical of being like, oh, you caping for her. I'm not. I'm just telling you what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say shit to y'all about it. I'm not arguing with anyone on social media. I already own record. I'm voting for whoever makes out the primary. She might not. Same. You know, but it's gonna be a lot of people being like, I noticed you a super woke black person are like, Beto, I want to vote for Beto. I don't want to vote for Kamala Harris, you know. And people are gonna be like, is that simply issues based, or is that because you move the bar because she's a black woman? You know, and we're gonna have to see. And I think it's gonna be interesting to see how she does, because I think her prosecutor background is what made her stand out during those hearings. It might make her stand out during the debates.
Yeah, and you know, y'all know what? Some of them people she put in jail. Them niggas deserve to go to jail.
Nobody want to hear that.
I don't know why people.
Okay, so that's the next thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's on me.
Some of them niggas deserve to go to jail. She did her job. You did it. Here's the evidence. Nigga, go to fucking jail. I'm sorry.
And that's the other thing. You got people that's basically anti-prison holding that up as the standard. So it's like, okay, well, what politician is up there that's like, I don't believe in no one going to jail? Because I would love to see that person on the stage that you're telling me is the person. Because it's one thing for it to be her job, you know? Is what, but that's when it's not the job anymore. It's then what does she think? You know, because you don't know, we don't know what her policy is or her proposals are right now anyway, you know. And I'm assuming she's gonna get up there and run against that kind of shit, right? But if you're anti-prison in general, period, then what candidate is anti-prison in general? Like, no prison, period, abolishing prison. Who is going up there? Because if you got to move all the way to abolition to knock on her, then you should do it against all the candidates. But you're not going to do that because for some reason it only going to count against her. So it's just going to be interesting because, like I said, I'm voting for whoever, but she was the one a lot of people was waiting on. It reminds me of Obama again, where niggas are going to get their dunks on him because he's the most popular person to dunk on. And when it comes to other politicians, they're not going to keep that same energy.
Oh, no.
You know, I know some black people, it's a very small few, it's a handful, but they made their name, their bones off of being like, I don't fuck with Obama because I'm more woke than y'all. And now I think Kamala's gonna be the next one.
I agree. And also, for me, how can I say this? And I don't want to sound mean, I don't want to sound cruel, but sometimes people get into their own made up world and what they think society is, and they act like this is how society functions, And when you tell them, nigga, society don't function like you, I wish, you know, the great ideas, but it don't function like that. And how would this look? And how would you implement these things? And how would you put this shit in place? And how would you pay for it? The same thing we fucking ask politicians. Like when you ask people these questions, nobody has a true answer because it's more complicated than just get rid of prisons. Then what? What happens after that point?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, essentially exactly what you said. I think online gives us the ability to do that. Like, all my friends, we all believe this. It's like, cool. How are we gonna get the world to that point? Just tomorrow we're gonna snap our fingers, all the prisons doors open and we're done? You know, tomorrow every prosecutor in America, stop putting anyone in jail. Period. That's it. No more justice system. Something happens to me, someone does something to one of my loved ones, I just gotta eat it. Like, hey, people make mistakes, let's go rehabilitate this person. That sounds good. If that is, can you get the rest of America and the world to agree to that shit?
And
that's the job of the politician,
right? And that's where I'm at when it comes to certain things. It's not that people don't hear you, it's not that people don't understand you, but it's like, how it is going to be executed, how it is going to be implemented. The things you're talking about take decades to actually put in place, you know, but you act like I said it, so it should happen right now. And you go, no, function in the system we have right now. We have a system that requires you to, well, don't require you, but we have a system where voting matters. You know, we have a system where we do have prisons. Do brown and marginalized people get arrested and put in the system unjustly? Yes. You know, but those are the things that we need to work on. And also put like this, you can work on something and rebuild it at the same time. And a lot of people, we live in society where people make their own world up, and that is like the world. And you go, no, baby, function in the world you live in, and then you can create this new world that you're trying to create. But it doesn't happen overnight. And I think sometimes when you get in a lot of these arguments, a lot of these debates, a lot of this pie in the sky shit, in my opinion, that some people put out in the air, where you go, that's not realistic at this point in time. Not to say you can't never do this, but right now, with what we're having right now, with what you're looking at right now, we can't do that.
Yeah, all I gotta say about that shit is this. The job of the politician is to convince the world that the shit you're saying is right. Whatever that stance is, keep that same energy. That's it. I'm noticing the application of energy. I'm not talking about the policy. I'm noticing the application of energy. It goes to certain people, and I know deep down the reason it gravitates to certain people is because they're the most popular. It's not really about their policies or whatever. It's, I have to find a way to be talking about this person because that's what gets me the most attention all the time. You know, it's easy to say, like, these pie in the sky solutions, much harder to implement them.
Yeah.
We all, in our private lives, in our homes, with our friends, we all think we got the answer.
Come on.
But, like I said when Trump got elected, before Trump got elected, I said, this country is not a liberal or progressive country.
Mm-mm.
So to just think that you can run roughshod over half of America, the half with the guns, you can just run roughshod over them and be like, y'all gonna do what I say. It's never gonna work that way. Not for the quote unquote just people and the liberal people. It's never gonna work that way. Niggas like that do not have the guns.
Come on.
Y'all, like, they don't have the whatever that crazy shit is that makes people go and blow shit up and do all the stuff that they don't have it. There's not enough of them.
Yeah, then they're not quote unquote extremists.
Yeah, it's just not enough of them for us to be like this or else,
right?
You know, that's not really the way the belief system is set up. So we will see, man. I just think a lot of these motherfuckers talk a good game, but it's a big online world and they talk the loudest, and the key to this, a lot of this, I just be ignoring them niggas. Mute, unfollow,
block,
don't, yeah. You know, if you come on my mentions, you see I'm talking about something else, and hey, you just saw I said I'm not talking about Kamala Harris, and you're like, well, what about, I'm mute. That's how people get muted. That's really how it happens. I do forget to ever go back, because I'm just like, I don't want the headache. It's just like, I told you I'm not talking about it. I'm not debating it.
Mm-mm.
I don't see any value in it, so I'm just leaving it alone. I'll talk about it here because I think this is a good outlet and people will hear us in context and won't assume we just cooning out or caping or whatever the fuck it is that they want to say. But you know, the people don't examine their own biases. So if you super biased against her, you're listening to exactly what me and Karen just said, and you walked out of that conversation, you clicked off our show, and you just said, damn, they're caping for Kamala Harris. At no point have I don't even know what her fucking platform is.
Me either.
Okay, I don't know. I will vote for whoever makes out that primary. I think if she has a whack ass platform, guess what'll happen? She won't make it out the primary. But I won't be going extra hard on her and then ignoring these other candidates the way I see people doing. Anyway, let's move on. Sean King apologized. I don't think he apologized to everybody. I know there was at least three people that he sent some stuff to, that at least the ones that talked about it online. But he did apologize to Clarissa Brooks, according to him, on medium.com. So he said an apology for Clarissa Brooks, and there's a picture that says apology at the top. Yesterday, I reached out to Clarissa Brooks, a young organizer, to apologize to her directly. I would like an opportunity to do so face to face as well, if she would consider it. In an attempt to correct what I felt was great harm caused by Miss Brooks, I basically traded my hurt for hers, and that's not okay. I do not wish to silence her, to silence black women, or to silence the LGBTQ community. I love and support these communities daily. Okay. Now, I won't lie, from that paragraph alone, I was like, sounds like she did not accept the apology the way he phrased it. So, sound like he didn't get a forgiveness. But my actions have clearly betrayed my heart this past weekend. I regret that tremendously. At the moment in which a single black woman feels intimidated by my actions, I've clearly made a mistake, period. It doesn't matter if I've been wrong. I still have a responsibility to use my influence in a way that never causes harm. That's an admirable goal. I don't think that's quite possible. I think a lot of the flack he's gotten has been people determining different levels of what they consider to be harm from him. You know, it's definitely not the first black woman I've seen that had criticism of him. So,
nope.
He would probably have a lot of things to consider if that's his litmus test for what he considers to be a mistake. Probably had to go back and look at a lot of his actions, to be honest. The other thing is, I don't think it's possible to use your influence in a way that never causes harm, because it does, and it's going to. That's one of the reasons I don't promote our show or our any of our social media stuff is a safe space. It's not.
Mm-mm.
Nothing's safe. No one is safe. There's no safe place to go. You try your best not to be harmful to people, but the truth of the matter is, we're still discovering new ways every day that shit is fucked up. And the actions that we had yesterday that we just didn't know about were actually fucked up.
Correct.
You know? It's like how people are looking at this interview of James Baldwin talking to Nikki Giovanni, and they're like, he sure was cutting her off a lot and calling her sweetie, honey, and baby. And I'm like, yeah, 19, whenever the fuck they filmed that.
Right.
But we looking at it with 2018 lenses. So now that's harmful. Now that's violence. At the time, we didn't necessarily have the words for that or necessarily consider it that. It was, oh, sweet, two friends talking. This is just how they talk, letting us in on that conversation. And sweetie, honey, baby, all that stuff is fine. And now we're like, I don't like that shit. You know, it's different. So I would never promise some, you know, I would try not to, but I would never say something like never cause harm. That's just impossible. Anyway, but I feel him though. I feel him. He trying not to. Of course, my only original intent was to address a single very damaging false tweet from Miss Brooks, but in doing so, she felt bullied by me and threatened by others. That's a fail. I'm thankful that Clarissa deleted the false tweet in question here, but this process has done more harm than good. To be clear, I did not raise any money for Centoya Brown, as Miss Brooks alleged, and I certainly was not holding on to any money for Centoya Brown, since I never raised it in the first place. I have also never received help, touch, manager, even had access to any money I've ever raised for families impacted by police brutality or racial violence. Not a single family on earth has ever said this or would ever say this. On March 1st, I'm releasing a public accounting of every dollar I've ever raised for families in the Black Lives Matter movement, along with statements of support from them clearly stating that I have never done such a thing. So March 1st, y'all be on the lookout for that date. All right, we'll see. I hope I'm gonna be real. I hope he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Not even on some like, cause I'm rooting for him, but mm-hmm. on some, I'm rooting for these niggas to let this shit go. God damn.
And they won't.
Oh, I hope this shit is over. I hope every penny is on there and people go, well, I guess I don't like this motherfucker, but I guess I was wrong. The money went to mm-hmm. where it's supposed to go. I hope those numbers Ooh. Are there.
Keep hoping it, cause it don't matter what the fuck he put out. Them niggas gonna be mad.
I expect them to be mad, but I literally do hope he puts the number. Listen, I'm not like these motherfuckers. A lot of these motherfuckers are in this cult of personality shit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this activism shit is about ego. I'm not even, I don't give a fuck about these people like that. You know, I don't care. I don't care how many followers you got and, yeah, it's like I know, it's like you're a celebrity. No, you say you're doing a job. I hope you're doing it.
Correct.
That's as much as I got. It's why I never got wrapped up in the Sean King shit of hating him or not liking him or rooting for him. And like, I know, like, I don't care.
Mm-mm.
I have no fucking loyalty to any, the loyalty should be to, the causes.
The causes.
The loyalty is to freedom. The loyalty is to ending
Fight
oppression.
People rights.
The loyalty can't be to just a person. You know, it's like that's the shit. You know, and I get that we're human, so we're gonna be loyal to people anyway. But I try to avoid it, especially with activism, because I don't know what these niggas gonna do. Stop trusting people. You know, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but like, you don't know where this nigga putting his money. I don't know where any of them putting their money. I don't know why they want to be around. I don't know what they could just be doing it because they want a lot of Instagram likes. We don't know. Trust, the only thing I trust is the results and the work. That's it. And I don't know this dude's results and work like that. So hopefully he put out some comprehensive document. People will peruse through it and we'll see. You know, hopefully we see, you know, someone like a Goldie Taylor will take another deep dive into that shit and be like, okay, this is where he said the money went. I don't know. Anyway. And if it's bullshit, it'll be bullshit. And you're right, Karen. Some people aren't going to believe them. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just, for my own sake, would like to see. So it can be over for me. Because I'm going to be like, he put out the numbers, leave me the fuck alone. I don't care. You know? But we'll see. Anyway. And I have looked for the receipts of, like, families he's dealt with being disgruntled and stuff. And I've seen rumors of it. I haven't ever seen like a personal like statement from somebody, but at the same time, why is there so much smoke around this, you know, with no fire? I don't know. So, and I'll get into the other side of this in a second, but let's finish his apology. Sorry about this. Regardless of my intent, Clarissa certainly felt bullied by my private outreach and public statements. No offense, but you tried to bully her. That, like, it's not she felt bullied. That was what that was. And I know that there's a retaliation method of it, and there's a defense of yourself method of it, and I get that. I'm not trying to knock the ability for Sean King to defend himself. I completely understand that. You know, I've been in positions where I wanted to fucking, like, go at somebody before, but I know the rules of the internet is if I say it, they're gonna go, look at how much your platform is bigger mm-hmm. than mine. I was just lying on you. I don't know why you so mad. Like, I already know that there's no fucking accountability on the other side.
Nope.
So I personally have had to. So it's not some shit I'm saying on some, like, theoretically it could happen. I would be a better person. No, I've had to be the quote unquote bigger person. It's worked out a couple times too, to be honest. Like, where me and the person either, like, had a moment where they was like, you know what, dog, I was tripping. It's all good. Or I've had the other thing where just other people realize, oh, this nigga be lying all the time. Must not be nothing wrong with Rod. Either way, I understand the impulse, that feeling of fight, because I'm a fighter too. I want to fight for my name, for my integrity. I want people to know that I would not do some shit I was accused of doing if I didn't do it. But you can't always do it, man. It's going to be bullying. If you see somebody with four lawyers, they not gonna take it as like, well, this was a nice correspondence. Nah, you know. So anyway, no matter what led to my communication with Miss Brooks, I do not want her to feel or be intimidated in any way. I also do not want her to be silenced. Again, I would again like to sincerely apologize for the impact my outreach has had on her. It was not my intent to be abrasive or overly aggressive, but I was. Yeah, at least that's true. And I sincerely regret that my actions to correct something harmful to me have caused any additional harm or stress to her or anyone else, including other men and women who posted other false allegations. The best apologies are changed actions. I will change my actions moving forward. We must find a way to address false allegations without causing harm. And I want to be part of that process. It's just funny, the phrasing of that. It's like, no, nigga, you fucked up. Not everybody. This wasn't everybody. This was you, Sean. We must. Nope. I'm not in the group. Not in the group, buddy. Anyway, I am working directly with respective movement leaders to figure out a community-based way to solve any future conflicts of this kind before they escalate. I don't know how you're going to do that. Cause I knew it had turned against him when I saw like Bree Newsom chime in. Everybody respect Bree Newsom. And Bree Newsom was like, Sean, I know they don't say shit, but this is fucked up. Like, you bullied this woman. You intimidated this woman. If your work is supposed to be about lifting up everybody, you gotta understand some people not gonna like you. Some people gonna say shit you don't agree with. Some people are gonna downright lie on you. And you gonna have to accept that that's part of the game. Because if you bring the weight of the justice system down on people, black and brown people, while you say that you are a believer in the justice system not being fair to poor people, black and brown people, people are gonna feel like that's hypocritical, you know. And like I said, it puts you in a hard situation, because you know, he's advocated for his name several times. This was the most like belligerent form of that. Like, I will sue you. You know, it's taking it to the next level. He says, we are living in tumultuous times, and our focus should be fighting against oppression and injustices that are against us, not battling those who are on the same side of seeking justice and peace. Yeah, well, I mean, that's a lesson you had to take to the mirror, buddy. That's on you. Anyway, what'd you think about that?
I don't really know. I understand he acknowledged some things. It was kind of an apology. He took some responsibility. It's kind of hard to say, because even with that, the only thing that would tell the truth is time. And that's something that people don't want to admit, because we live in a world where nobody wants to take time. If you are true about what you're saying, only time will tell if your actions change. Only time will tell if you're about this cause. And also, for me personally, I didn't give to anything he's doing. But, you know, if I was somebody that, you know, put my money into his last largest project where he raised, like, all this money, I would be highly upset, for the simple fact that I didn't give for you to oppress people. I didn't give for you to fight against the people that you claim to uplift. Because that's the thing. A lot of times people get so wrapped up into themselves, and they have egos. And I understand we're all human beings. Please don't get me wrong. But you get so wrapped up in yourself and your ego and your personal agendas, and you feel an attack, that you lose sight of the purpose of why you do what you do. Because that's the one thing that should keep you going forward, you know, because the picture is bigger than you, and we'll still be fighting some of these same causes when you're dead and gone. So it's one of the things to where he looked bad, and somebody got a hold of him and was like, you look bad, nigga, you need to apologize and do something to fucking clean up house. Because if I'm somebody that's, you know, a sponsor you know, that's given to him, because, you know, I've seen him bringing these things to light, and I'm giving thousands and possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars to his organizations. Do I want to give my money associated with somebody that goes out online and something happens to them, and I have to deal with them cutting ass across social media and having newspaper articles written about somebody and have my name associated with them? That makes me look bad, and that makes me look like I'm a bad judgment of character. And he's trying to clean up, and in my opinion, the damage is already done. There's nothing you can do about it. So you might as well keep on doing what you're doing and keep doing the work. And only time will tell is if you're on up and up or not. Because if you're not, that will come out. And if you are, that will come out too.
Martin Luther King and Malcolm X didn't necessarily like each other, and they definitely, Malcolm especially, definitely said some slanderous shit about MLK. I think it was Adam Clayton Powell III that was shitting on both of them niggas. Activists don't like each other routinely.
Right.
Taking it to court is another level. It is. You ain't gotta like each other, but that is another level. And I you know, maybe it's happened in the past. I've never heard of those niggas suing each other over, or threatening lawsuits over that shit. So I think that, you know, that right there took everybody aback. The thing for me, and I'm gonna get on my empath shit here a little bit. I read that apology, and I still see a hurt man. He hurt. You know, that's, and it's not, and he said, you know, I traded my hurt for hers. He wanted to hurt them the way that reading that shit hurts him, and I say that from, as a person that, you know, I used to call it emotional cutting, but I used to go look at stuff about our show and be like, man, you know, oh, let me go, you know, I would look up stuff on Google, like, oh, let's check out this, what people think about our show, if anybody wrote about us, any of this. But sometimes, and not all the time, not very often, but very few times, I would find somebody that didn't like the show, had something bad to say about the show, talking shit about us on social media or something. And I recognize, like, I used to obsess over those people, like, yo, really, you think our show isn't good, or you think this, or you disagree with us on that? I would never reach out to them, I would never tell them about it or whatever. But you know, it's still my life. I'm gonna talk about it with my friends and stuff. I used to even bring it up on a podcast once or twice, but I wouldn't now, because I really don't want to, like, you know, encourage it, you know,
right?
And those people, their opinion is, as I've said since that time, what they think about me isn't my business.
Nope.
It's not for me to be wanting to hear what they have to say about me. You know, if they think I need to go kill myself or some shit, that should be some shit they say amongst their peer group, and they can debate that out without me being around, right? You know, we practice saying on this show, it's not like I send this show to Sean King, like, Sean King, listen to what I've been saying. Like, nah, I don't do that. This is just my opinion. He doesn't have to hear this. He doesn't have to take it. Anyway, I don't anticipate him even knowing who the fuck we are.
Mm-mm.
The point I was going to say, though, is this. It sounds like these things get to him in a way that you would hope wouldn't at that stage. You're only human. Maybe you gotta go to therapy. Maybe you need to get a tighter circle of friends with you offline. Maybe you need to concentrate and accentuate the positives around you. That's what I did. I started focusing on positive people, putting my energy into positive things, my own work, that kind of stuff. Now, that being said, I ain't really a shady nigga with a bunch of shit to hide. So you know, if he is that, then obviously it could be some other shit that I'm not talking. This is the best case scenario, right? I'm discussing. If he is some fucked up ass grifter ass nigga, then I obviously nothing I'm saying is gonna help, because he gonna always be fucked up, you know what I mean? Because people are literally telling the truth on him, and then he's like, I gotta cover my tracks. So that's a whole different discussion that I'm not trying to, I don't know if that's the truth or not. But if he's righteous and on the up and up, and maybe he's either made some mistakes, miscalculations, mismanagement, misjudgment, or just not being transparent enough, or just been a dick to certain people, and they're like, I'ma always try to find the worst way to make you look. It could be any of those. You gotta stop looking for random shit on the internet, homie. Stop searching for your name. You got a million people that follow you, which means your impact of your words reach even more people than that,
because
they retweeting and sharing it. all those people in the world not gonna be on your side, and they all not gonna be telling the truth about you, homie. Mm-mm. You gotta sit back and eat that shit.
Easier said than done, but yes.
Because the kind of person that does that shit, this is what happens when you do give them your attention. And I don't, like I said, this is not to take away anyone's humanity, you know, but this is what happens when you give them their attention. They're going to play the victim. You know, we have now lost the entire plot about, well, that statement was false, it seems, and she should not have said that. That is now gone. She will never have to take responsibility for that. She can go out there now and be like, I don't give a fuck, I said what I said, I had heard, you a public figure, get used to it. And everyone's got to be on her side, because it's like, you did bring the weight of your social media following and the threat of lawsuits against this person, and now she's turned into fucking David versus Goliath, dog. You lost that because of your reaction. You know, that's the work other people have to do for you. If you're doing the right shit, then hopefully somebody will step in and be like, ma'am, do you have proof of this? Because I follow him and I haven't seen anything like this. You know, you just gotta let that shit cook, and that sucks. That sucks.
Yes, it does.
I hate to tell a person that, because but I tell myself this, so I would never give advice I don't give for my fucking self. But sometimes you gotta let people cook, and the fire will fade out without the fuel.
Yes, it will. I've seen it a lot of times.
You know, so I think it was a big misstep. His wife wrote a long piece. It's so long, y'all, I can't read it on here. But she wrote a long piece about, do y'all believe black women and believe me, or something like that? Like, ain't I a black woman? I don't know how those rules work.
I don't know either.
I've already said how I feel about the shit. You can be a black woman and be lying.
And be wrong.
Stacey Dash, a black woman. I'm not saying this woman is Stacey Dash. Mm-mm. But that is your husband. I definitely understand why you would defend him. Yes. Not to mention that if the shit is a lie, I know why you would be like, man, fuck these people. You know, I get you close. This your husband. Like, there's this other part of the internet that really thinks shit's supposed to operate by internet rules, but that's your husband.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't have wrote the piece. You know, obviously she should have wrote, you know, you write what you want to write, but understand that reception on the internet is different in real life. Mm-hmm. In real life, we'd be like, well, that's his wife. Of course. She got something to say. That's her fucking husband. You goddamn right. You know what I mean? If Karen were to make some sort of mistake online or something, I'm not about to be on here reading her the motherfucking riot act. Are y'all crazy? None of this is for you. You know what I mean? That's not for y'all. So I get how, you know, her writing that, why she wrote what she wrote. You want to defend your man. But at the same time, I also get the reception, which was, it's these other black women saying he out here being a whole fucking thief. So fuck what you talking about. You know, I get that too, because ain't nobody, the internet don't work like, on the regular rules are like, you know what, I would never say this to your face, ma'am. I would never disrespect you. You know, she had a little passage in there that people kept sharing about, like, when she was like, let me tell you what kind of black woman is, I'm a this, that, and the other, and they was going in on it. But I was like, I've seen all of y'all that make that going in on her. I've seen all of y'all do threads like that. Mm-hmm. I've seen all of y'all talk about the kind of black you are. Y'all just don't like her, and y'all don't like the context of this. But literally, some of y'all have books about the kind of black person you are. Get the fuck out of my face with this. We can't do that. She would describe herself as, nigga, you describe yourself as. Calm down. Calm down. Everybody take a breath. You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, that was just tragic that she even had to do that. And of course, it went exactly as you thought that would, terribly. So, anyway, I think that dude is hurt. The problem is, you cause more hurt than you're hurt. And once you do that, nobody gives a fuck that you hurt, bruh.
Nope. And that's the truth. And that's the part nobody wants to admit.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to too long, didn't read that shit, you know. But like I said, I understand. I'm not gonna try to shit on her on some, like, you stupid ass. Mm-hmm. Like, it's easy to do that shit, but, you know, most people that's like, like I said, it's easy to do that shit, but she literally feels like she's been watching her man get maligned for fucking years, and all she think, she's like, all he's done is try to help you motherfuckers, and this is what he gets. So I understand, but I also understand the reaction, you know. All right. Then the Washington Post, before he apologized, I wrote this, and maybe this is why he apologized, because he was losing this PR battle.
Yes.
And this the Streisand effect. These people were nobody.
Nobody, baby.
Compared to they were nobody. This is why you will never hear Beyonce shit on like a Rihanna. Not that Rihanna is nobody, but you'll never catch Beyonce like taking some time out to be like, and let me tell you about this Instagram comment I don't fuck with. Cause everybody be like, well, now that person's famous. You know, it's why she said, what'd she say? Becky with the good hair. She didn't say that woman's name. Cause even mentioning that woman's name makes her on the level of Beyonce to some people. And Beyonce ain't about to give you no shine. Y'all gonna be guessing till the time she died. Like, who was she? Anyway, Sean King threatens to sue activists who accuse him on Twitter of mishandling fundraisers. This is by Megan Flynn. It's in the Washington Post. Prominent Black Lives Matter activist Sean King recently earned wide praise after feeding a tip to the Harris County Sheriff's Office that led to an arrest in the December killing of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes in Houston. But not everyone was impressed. Yeah, this is also some internet shit. A 7-year-old black girl died. Now she was killed by some black dudes. Mistaken identity, okay? Supposedly Sean King raised money and got a tip to the police of the actual killers, even after he had accused a white dude of doing it, right? We'll get to that later. That's important. But people were like, how you gonna work with the police? You supposed to be an activist, you working with the police. Hey man, I cannot express this seriously enough. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. That 7-year-old black girl is dead. I don't give a fuck who killed her. We need to find who killed her. And then you go to ask the motherfucking jail. Period.
Because that's the system we have.
Period. This shit where it's like, don't tell the cops then. What the fuck? What?
Cause what? If it was you, you would be having a fucking fit online.
Are you serious? When y'all spread these like retweets, my sister is missing. Who do you fucking think is gonna find her?
The police.
What are y'all doing? Stop trying. This ain't the Cameron Stop Snitching mixtape. Shit sounds stupid. For some internet retweets? Just say you don't like this dude. It will be that much more simpler. I don't like this dude. Instead, you come off like a callous motherfucker that doesn't want the real person who killed this kid brought to any level of justice. What kind of fucked up person are you to be wanting to have that kind of like impact for the internet? It's ridiculous. Grow up. God damn. Just don't like the nigga.
And that's all you gotta say.
Jesus Christ, man. Anyway. Several other racial justice activists took to Twitter to question whether King had followed through on his $100,000 reward that he and civil rights attorney Jeremy Lee Merritt offered this month for successful tips to raise old claims that had been mishandled fundraising efforts in other high profile cases. King quickly hit back, insisting he and others had raised that money and paid off the tipster. Obviously, people wanted some level of proof, but he did have a valid point, which is we're not gonna hold a press conference. It's a tipster who had inside information of killing of a little girl.
Right.
We can't like present them.
That's like the what is it? The thing they do for the cops where you call and be anonymous. Yeah. And everything is anonymous. Cause hey, particularly if you live in these communities, you don't want these people to know who you are.
Cause oftentimes it's someone really close, like a family member or something.
Right.
Sometimes a co-conspirator, like, so I mean anyway, maybe if he's lying, he's I mean it's because put it this way, if people think he's lying, it's because they feel like he has a history of it, which I understand the question.
Same.
But at the same time, it doesn't make sense that this would be the time that he could be like, it was Rollo Jones, and then Rollo get killed, and he'd be like, Sean King, you killed that man when you came out and put his name in the public.
That's exactly what the fuck they're gonna say.
I don't know how they wanted him to prove it. Maybe it's deeper, and I just don't know. Anyway, but he didn't stop there. Rather than simply refuting the critics, he soon turned to legal threats that were notable to other activists because of whom King singled out. Young, black, and in at least two cases, queer writers and activists. If you have posted publicly that I've ever spent or stolen a single penny I've raised for families in this movement, I'm opening a legal case against you, he tweeted Wednesday. This is a complete fabrication. That was all in the targets, homie. You can't be like, I do think it's kind of whack to be like, well, it's because this person's a woman or because they're young or because they're black. I do think that's a little bit of a, like, it's a little misleading. But nigga, the people that have been lying on you are big, and somehow they escaped the focus. His wife said statute of limitations ran out. I guess. But if that's the case, then the other option is don't sue nobody. Because suing some dude with, you know, 10,000 followers ain't going to do nothing but make you look bad. The optics don't matter. They matter. Anyway, this is a heavy-handed, unnecessary act by someone claiming to be committed to justice and uplifting black people, tweeted Clarissa Brooks, a black queer community activist, recent Spelman graduate, who received one of King's cease and desist letters. I am not a malicious person. I do not appreciate being accused of trying to destroy anyone. Like I said, you turned them into the victim, literally. I mean, because I would think that if that person said a lie on you, that is trying to demean his credibility. I don't know another way that could be taken. Especially if they can't verify it or presented no evidence or proof, then it's kind of some fucked up, kind of messy hearsay shit. But by going at them directly, you have, if not validated them to some people, you have literally made them the victim. And now they have a sympathetic figure, and you're the big bully, man. Known for his aggressive internet vigilantism, which led to the arrest of white supremacists in Charlottesville and his pursuit for justice in cases of police violence against black Americans, King has also long been the subject of scrutiny from other liberal activist circles. I mean, from others in liberal activist circles. That's largely because of his immense influence on Twitter, where he boasts more than 1 million followers, and because his campaign for justice frequently include promoting financial campaigns for families. The December 30th, keep in mind, we never talk about Sean King on this show. We've been talking about him now for a week. This is what happens. You have an imprint and you used it this way and you made it news for shit that really wasn't that big of news to most people.
Mm-mm.
But now it is. This is the Washington Post. The December 30th fatal shooting of Barnes is exactly the kind of case in which King often gets involved. At first, witness accounts indicated that the suspect was a white man, causing fears that the 7-year-old girl was the victim of a hate crime. By the next day, King was galvanizing his enormous base into action. Urgent, all hands on deck, he tweeted January 1st, before releasing a description of the suspect as offered by police and offering a reward for tips leading to the arrest. Days into that search, King received a tip he thought was promising, the mugshot of a man who looked strikingly similar to the sketch released by police. What? Days into that search, King released a tip he thought was promising, the mugshot of a man who looked strikingly similar to the sketch released by police. We've had 20 people call or email us and say he's a racist, violent, something that always has been, King said in a since deleted tweet, naming the man and including his photograph. Just tell me everything you know. Now, what are the rules on retraction and apologies? Because that dude didn't kill that girl.
Mm-mm.
We do know that much for sure.
Mm-mm, they can turn around and sue you.
What? Okay, so he did delete the tweet. Okay. As it turns out, the man named Robert Cantrell had no connection to the case. King deleted the tweet after that became clear, but the damage had apparently been done. Cantrell's niece, Haley Cantrell, told KTRK that King's suggestion that her uncle may be a person of interest in Barnes' death resulted in threats directed at the family on social media.
Right.
I just want everyone to back off, she said. King has issued no retraction or apology on Twitter. Yeah, see, that makes you a lot less sympathetic. And I know that he would and his lawyer would and shit, they will say it has no relation. Nah, it is.
Yes.
Morally, that shit has a lot of the same relation. If anything, it's worse because you have a much bigger imprint and you directed people to get on that man for something. To accuse that man or to at least be investigating, interested in this man. And then when it turns out to not be him, you got to call the dogs off, and deleting the tweet ain't enough. Because all the other thing in this is that some of these people said they deleted these tweets before Sean King emailed them threatening to sue them and wanting a public apology and a retraction. So how you not keeping that same energy? That's what integrity is. That's what accountability really is. To say it's not the same, I don't know, dog. I don't think I can get with that. Mm-mm. That left them open to criticism after police on January 6th announced they arrested two other suspects, black men who told Barnes, police Barnes was not the intended target, and especially after King threatened legal action against others for their tweets. So, Sean King can falsely accuse, individuals on his platform, and then when found to be wrong, he's offered forgiveness, but others aren't deserving of the same grace. The double standard he is creating will only hurt causes he wants to help. One activist, identifying herself as KK, wrote in a widely shared tweet Wednesday. The tweets that led King to hire attorneys and start issuing legal threats involved a claim that he might be a cop because he fed information directly to Harris County Sheriff in Barnes' case, and other suggestions of improper fundraising and financial benefits from Facebook ads, all of which he denied. King singled out Brooks for a tweet she sent suggesting that he had previously mishandled a fundraiser for Centoya Brown. Brown was recently granted clemency by the governor of Tennessee for a life sentence she was serving for killing a man as a teenager, despite insisting she was a victim of human trafficking. King said he was never involved in any fundraising for Brown. Brooks said she deleted the tweet once she saw King tweeting that he would be suing people for tweeting about him last week. But on Tuesday, she said she received an email from King and his attorneys asking that she issue a retraction. King said on Twitter that Brooks' tweet hurt and that it spread across the internet and took on a life of its own. Yeah, see, that how you can, there's cognitive dissonance all over that you could say that hurt you, but that dude that you accused, that, you know, or made people suspect, that has no impact. You just can delete that, no accountability. Like, even if the dude was a virulent racist, you still owe some level of like, hey man, it wasn't him, guys, stop harassing him. King did not to mention, when this shit went down on Twitter, I do remember King was retweeting everybody that agreed with him going after these people. So when you got millions of followers and shit, I mean, he knew what he was doing. He said he didn't intend to be a bully, but I can't think of another way that could have went that wasn't considered some level of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
There's like your right to defend yourself, and then there's attacking people, and which I felt that he wanted to do. That's how it felt to me, like he wanted to attack those people.
Agreed.
King did not respond to questions from the Washington Post, but Mary, his attorney, defended his handling of the situation. He told the Post that comparing Brooks' claim about Brown to case to King's incorrect tweet about Cantrell wasn't fair.
It's the same fucking thing. What are we talking about here?
The similarity between the statement he made based on the evidence that he gathered based on witnesses, and most importantly that he believed to be true at the time, is night and day from posting a comment that you know to be false, designed to discredit this individual, Mary said. Brooks has said that her tweet was also posted in good faith. That's the thing. Y'all both saying the same shit. You don't believe her and people don't believe you. Mary didn't answer the question. You gotta have some fucking grace for people besides just yourself. And these are other fellow black people, supposedly. You know, if you one of us, what the fuck? Had that same energy. Mary didn't answer the question from the Post about $100,000 reward writing for Black America Web on Thursday. King said the money came from 9 donors and was given to the tipster, who wished to remain anonymous. What did you think we were going to do? He questioned. Hold an event like this person won the lottery, where we present them a big check and balloons fall from the sky? King has faced scrutiny for his handling of fundraising since 2015, when his national profile elevated in the months following the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. They bring up the Daily Beast article, where did all the money Sean King raised for Black Lives, by Goldie Taylor, which scrutinized various fundraising efforts headed by King dating back to his time as a pastor at Courageous Church, a mega church he led in Atlanta.
Didn't know that.
That mega church, huh? For example, Taylor reported that while as a pastor, King had claimed to raise more than $1 million for a Haiti disaster release in 2010. The Miriam Center, a Christian mission and beneficiary of the funds, reported that $540,000 had been raised. The center also said it received only a grant of $200,000. So some money was not where it was supposed to be somehow.
Mm-mm.
Or they didn't get that million. Either somebody lied about how much they raised or some money was missing. I don't know. But as King told Daily Beast at the time, people need to understand that failure is not fraud. So he just basically like, we fucked up. We mismanaged the money. Firefest, maybe something like that. I don't know. you know, I can see why March 1st is going to be a big day on the internet. Cause they're going to want to see where this money is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He fuck
around and do like Donald Trump, they're gonna fry him.
Yeah, they gonna want to see where the receipts is, the kids say.
Be like, taxes, I ain't gotta release shit.
Yeah, they gonna need to see that from the mega church, former mega church pastor. They gonna need to.
He gonna
that.
Put an extension out.
Yeah, let me go to the next session. All right, let's finish this off. Earlier in 2015. The Post Wesley Lowry sought to figure out where the $60,000 raised by King and others for the family of Tamir Rice had gone. After his mom said in a legal filing she was temporarily homeless, and Rice had yet to be buried months after he was fatally shot by a Cleveland police officer. As it turned out, attorneys representing Rice's family had been unaware of the fundraiser. The money King and others raised was seized by the court, turned over to the estate, and various restrictions limited how the family could access it. King told the Post in 2015 he thought the situation was absurd. Additional funds raised by King and the others were eventually used to assist Rice family with housing. Additional funds? Yeah, I don't understand the legalese of how those funds were seized. How you raising money and the family don't know. King has passionately defended his efforts, most notably in the Medium blog post published the day after Christmas 2015, in which he insisted none of the fundraising efforts he ever promoted for black families were ever linked to his bank accounts or in his name. Merritt reiterated the position on Wednesday. Sometimes these internal squabbles, I believe they honestly come from a sincere place of wanting to see justice done. And so it's uncomfortable to see this descend into litigation between people, but I think Sean has a right to protect his brand. If he allows a character to be assassinated, he won't have the ability to help as many people. Yeah, dog. I don't know. All that to say, I don't fucking know. I think this is a thing me and many people were kind of like, hope he's on the up and up. Don't know.
Yeah, you hear things.
Not really my business. We'll see. You know, but I think you have to admit he mishandled this when the Washington Post is writing about it. When you gotta apologize. You know, even in his apology, his main thing seemed to be like, but these were false allegations. Please believe me. You know?
And that's the same thing that family can say. These were false allegations. We were harassed.
Yeah, and I think also when you're, when it's been years of you being falsely accused, you would flip. If it's been years of you being rightfully accused, you're gonna flip. It's not like any of these actions were gonna convince somebody that you did or did not do these things. If anything, it just made people more aware of these allegations, and now you gotta deal with that. Strikes in effect. All right. Let me see. You know what, Karen? Let's go ahead and wrap up, because it's getting late and TV is on. All right.
It is.
And looks like I'm gonna have to go ahead and order some food in, because I don't got time to cook.
Mm-mm.
All right. All right. That sounds like a command, not a request. Got it. Yeah. Man was being held in lieu of bond in the Sebastian County Jail Monday, accused of attacking and injuring another man with a samurai sword, according to police. Eddie Longudom, 26, was booked into jail early Saturday on charge of first degree battery. The victim of the attack, who was not named in the police news release, was listed in stable condition at a Little Rock hospital. The injured man told police he was in a relationship with a relative of Longudom's. The release said the man told police that Longudom was acting strangely late Friday because of drug use. Oh, swords and drugs, they go together like ebony and ivory. Longudom attacked the man unprovoked as he was working on a computer at a residence. The release said the man suffered deep cuts in his right shoulder and hand, and that were consistent with the statements that he was attacked with a samurai sword. My goodness. All right, guys, we'll be back sometime, probably this week, maybe. We'll let you know. I hope you enjoyed your Martin Luther King.
Oh God. Oh,
get it together over there.
Martin Luther King, guys. I am so sorry. It's a tongue twister to me. Okay, I don't know how y'all say it right every single time. I just, you know, do re si do. I just gotta get it right. All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all later. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.